Still small voice when all about it are the trumpets of our desires, and you can hardly hear it because of the loudness of all of the other voices in us that are talking. But by reading, for example, constantly, like I constantly am reading from just hundreds of holy books that I just keep around me and keep picking up or have in the car and read a paragraph or a little phrase or something. And these are constantly strengthening my connection to that inner voice. When I'm reading Buddha's words or Christ's words, or some of the words may be a little off from where my inner voice is telling me, but that's okay. I just listen. Some of them I'm ready for, some of them I'm not. But I'm constantly reading this stuff to just keep aligning me to that inner voice so that I can hear it better and better. And I'm constantly remembering these little things like love everyone, serve everyone, remember God, these kinds of things. And these are keeping me in tune. So it's this kind of gentle method of approximation. And if you don't get panicked when you go off center, it's cool because you come back again, because you can only get off so far before you feel your own dishonesty or hypocrisy or attachment or caughtness. And I really think that we can trust ourselves more than we do. I think our inner message is really strong. I think even in the midst of this fantastic vibrational field of Shiva City that we're living in here. Can you hear all that?
Yes, but there, you mentioned about getting off center, which can vary, which happens because there'd be like two or three directions that I'd be pulling in, all seem to feel right.
Well, let me say something that's very reassuring. It doesn't matter. See, that's what's really fierce. Because the inner work is going on in you independent of the external forms it's taking. So that whatever form you end up in, you will bring to that whatever consciousness you have. And no matter how fancy the form is, if you're not conscious, you'll do it in a worldly way. While a worldly thing, you'll do in a conscious way. So that really it ends up, it's like the story of the two guys that are trying to decide whether to go to a temple or a whorehouse. And one of them decides to go to a temple and the other decides to go to the whorehouse. And the guy that goes to the whorehouse spends all his time thinking about the temple, and the guy at the temple spends all his time thinking about the whorehouse. Now, which of them got more of a spiritual experience out of it? Because it turns out not to be which form, but what you bring to the form. So the best game is to sort of just relax a lot and do the best you can, and then see that it doesn't matter, that you're being taken through, and that whichever one you end up with is just the one you need to work with at that moment. The best thing is really to relax a lot into this trip, not get into the panic you're going to go under. That's what I'm saying to you. You don't go under. You go under for a moment, and you come back up again. Okay?
Yes.
Good night.
San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Wild Animal Park. This recording will help you enjoy them in a different way. for these are animal sounds. The zoo is quietest in the hour just before dawn, before the keepers and landscapers and office staff arrive, while most of the animals are sleeping. It's the birds which break the spell first, tuning up to help orchestrate the morning. Soon, from all parts of the grounds come the sounds of animals waking and stirring, hooting, braying, growling, coughing, and various other ways voicing their impatience to be looked after. Before long, the day's routine has been established, the animals quiet down somewhat, and the first visitors are admitted. When I made these recordings, I didn't know a Himalayan black bear from a white-quilled black buster, or a koala from a kookaburra. Some of these sounds are surprising, some are rare, some familiar, some may even be frightening. I was allowed to visit the gorillas in their sleeping and eating area behind the enclosure. These are lowland gorillas from Central Africa, and the female is nervous at having a stranger around. That's why she's making this aggressive sound.